Now, Stagecoach's contract to run the East Coast Main Line rail franchise has been cut short after the government admitted the operator had got its numbers wrong. Transport Secretary Chris Grayling said that the London to Edinburgh line would run for only a small number of months and no more. He added that there would be no disruption to the day-to-day operation of the service. Former Labour Transport Secretary Lord Adonis accused him of undertaking another unjustified bailout of Virgin and Stagecoach at the expense of taxpayers. Is he right? Well, we're joined by Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Bruce, what do you make of this?
Well, it's all a bit of a fiasco, really, isn't it? And I think it will add fuel to the fire of those who feel that the franchising system simply doesn't work, and that the answer might be renationalisation. It's the third time that the East Coast franchise has basically failed, and poor Chris Grayling, he's over a barrel. And the reason he's over a barrel is because he has to keep the trains running. He can't just say, okay, well, you give up, walk away, and we'll find someone else. Because, you know, obviously, if you close down the East Coast Main Line, that's potentially disastrous. So he has to, you know, do some sort of deal to keep the train running, both in the short term and in the long term.
So when the government says the operator's got its numbers wrong, what do they mean by that?
Well, basically, the Stagecoach and Virgin proposed to bid too much money for it. Simple as that. They thought that they could increase passenger numbers so much that they would, you know, be able to pay billions to the government. And it realised that they got their sums wrong, and if they carry on running the franchise, they're going to end up seriously out of pocket. I believe they are also out of pocket at the moment, but things will get worse. And the reason they'll get worse, and this is probably, you know, one of the cruxes of the matter, is that the franchise deal was lopsided. It was end-loaded, as it were. So the franchise payments went up as time went on, particularly towards the end of the franchise. So the next few years, if East Coast were to carry on running the franchise payments would go up hugely, and that would probably bankrupt the company. So they had to bail out.
Call me a cynic. Did they promise to pay the government £3.3 billion to run the service, or whatever it was, because they wanted to win the contract?
Undoubtedly, yes, because it's a bidding process, and it's bid on the basis of who can bid the most money. So they're hugely motivated to offer more money in order to win the franchise, and it's a bit of a gamble, you know. And obviously, on this occasion, the gamble hasn't paid off. You can understand from the government's point of view why they want, you know, the highest bidder to get the franchise. Who's going to give us the most money for this? Okay, you win. It's obvious. It's sort of common sense in a way, but the consequence is that, you know, without proper scrutiny, and perhaps that's what's happened here, the winning bidder overbids and it all goes horribly wrong.
Am I, your average taxpayer, going to end up funding this?
Well, in a yes and no. So you're not going to put any more money into the franchise at the moment, because the current proposal is that the franchise will either be run on a sort of non-profit basis from here on in, or that a state-owned company will take on the running of the franchise. So either way, you're not going to have to stump up the cash, but you are losing out on these payments that the franchise was going to pay in the future, and they are now no longer going to pay. So on that basis, that's why I think, you know, people like Lord Adonis say that and the rail union say that the taxpayer is losing out because they're not getting these payments in the future.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair argument, don't you?
Yeah.
And obviously this plays into the hands, doesn't it, of those who would like to see the end of privatised rail in the UK?
Yes, I think it undoubtedly does. I mean, The idea of rail nationalisation is popular amongst voters. If you ask the pollsters, they'll say there's quite a large majority want the railways renationalised. And I think this is, you know, another nail in the coffin of privatisation, perhaps, you know, that it's failed for the third time. It clearly isn't working, you could argue, on the East Coast Main Line, and it's time to bring it back into nationalisation. Not that I necessarily take that view. I think, you know, nationalisation isn't some sort of magic bullet that's going to make everything rosy again, because as we've seen in the past, when the East Coast Main Line was renationalised between, I think, 2009 and 2015, it was the same people running the same trains on the same lines to the same timetable. But, you know, nonetheless, you've got a sort of, I suppose, a stability of a non-franchise, a state-owned company running it on a permanent basis. And the public don't like the idea that our rail fares, which are already the highest in Europe, you know, are in some way also contributing to the profits of these train operating companies.
It's funny how public opinion can be so circular sometimes, isn't it? All right, Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future, thanks very much for joining us here on the LBC Daily Debrief.